Johnson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
We have Trenny Casey joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I know you, but I feel like I know you even more because I watch you on TV all the time. I'm like, hey, there's my friend Trenny.
Well, that makes me feel good because then that means I'm connecting with my audience.
You are connecting. You can see Trenny on NBC Sports Boston. And when Kennedy shared with us what you were going to be doing, it really was just mind-blowing. You're going to be running 161 miles over 6 days. Before we get to the physical aspect of it, which is incredible, can you talk about who Sandy is and why you're running for her?
Yeah, so I'm running something called MS Run the US, which is a relay across America. So there's 21 segments, and I'm doing segment 15. And I've known about this for a long time. The founder of the foundation is a friend of mine. And I connected with her because she started running across America for her mom who had MS. And that resonated with me because my godmother, my Aunt Sandy, was diagnosed with MS when I was probably like 4 or 5. I was really little, so I don't entirely remember. But I know that for most of my life, she was sick, and she had a very aggressive form of MS. She was diagnosed like in 81, 82, somewhere in there. And she died in 1995, so it was really quick. So I was only a freshman in high school, or college, excuse me. I wish I was a freshman in high school in 1995. A freshman in college when she passed away. And honestly, like, as an adult looking back, it's always troubled me that I didn't get to know her better and that I didn't spend as much time with her as I did my other aunts and uncles because, you know, she wasn't very mobile and she had neurological issues and speech impediments and she was in a wheelchair for probably the last 4 or 5 years of her life, so she wasn't mobile. You know, when you're a kid and you're doing things and you've got life going on, you don't think that a person, you know, might be lonely or suffering. And so she, you know, I'd see her on holidays and see her when we had family get-togethers. And then when she passed away, like years later, I just thought a lot about how we didn't do enough for her when she was around. And I've always wanted to do something in her honor. And so this year I just decided, hey, why not run a segment of MS Run the US and try to raise money, you know, in her memory.
What you're doing is so valiant, but I would be remiss if I didn't stand here just gobsmacked about running 161 miles. Like, I know you're running in Wisconsin, which is where you're from, but like when they gave you your leg, were you like, wait, what now?
I mean, like, so my training started on Monday and I had like anxiety on Sunday night. Like I didn't sleep as well as I normally do on a Sunday because I was like, what did I sign up for? Like, it's 6 months of training. And of course my training starts in like the coldest, windiest time. But I keep reminding myself, guys, like, think about, okay, so is it going to be physically painful? Yes. Is it going to be mentally challenging? Absolutely. But I just keep trying to remind myself that for over a decade, my aunt had to go through life losing the ability to do what she loved to do, which was be athletic. She was, you know, just like me, she was on the pom-pom squad in high school, and she played, you know, like bar league soccer in her softball in her early 20s, and she was an occupational therapist, so she worked, she used everything in her life, like physical, and then she lost that ability. So that's one thing that motivates me. And two, but there's probably 5 or 6, I think, of our runners, our segment runners, who are living with MS. Like the woman who is starting this entire relay in Santa Monica, California, she is a woman who's living with MS. She was diagnosed in 2017, and she's a breast cancer survivor. Wow. And she's going to run like 150 miles in 6 days. So it's like, I am so blessed with good health and an ability to reach a lot of people. Like, I am trying to remind myself, you are not allowed to complain. Like, you're so lucky to have the ability to do this and not have massive obstacles in my way.
And you're basically going to be running almost a marathon every day. Is that the numbers?
Yeah. So Yeah, Carson. So the way I'm going to try, so it averages out to 26.8 miles per day. If I did that much every single day, what I'm going to try to do and what I've noticed, because this is the 13th running of MS Run the US. And I'm so, thank you so much for having me on to talk about this too, because I'd like it to get a little bit more publicity. I'd like people to know what's happening with it and have the entire foundation grow. Like if you're someone who's listening right now and you're like, man, I would love to do this for someone, they do this every year. So, you know, and if you think you can raise the minimum $10,000, and we'll talk about what I'm trying to raise in a second. But, you know, if you wanted to do this, this is open to everybody across the country. You don't need to have a tie to Ashley or even to MS. So anyway, I've noticed that people have done it where early in the race, or not a race, it's a run. I need to keep reminding myself that I'm not trying to do this fast. early in the run, people try to run 30 plus miles a day. So I'll probably try to aim for 30 or more miles. Jeez. In the first couple of days, so that by the time I get to day 5 and day 6, like ideally on the last day when my family and my cousins, who are, you know, my Aunt Sandy's nieces and nephews, her great niece and nephew, my niece and nephew will be there. My friends, my coach is going to be there. There's this big party on the last day of my leg because the foundation is based out of Milwaukee. I ideally only have to run like 15, 16 miles that day.
Only.
Which I know still seems like an incredible amount, but like after you run 30 miles for a bunch of days or like 26 miles, like 15 miles feels like nothing.
I hope you get a week off after you finish this.
Yeah.
So it ends on a Sunday, and I think I at least took like the first 3 days of that week off before I put in that I'd go back to work that Thursday.
I would take a scooter around everywhere for the rest of the year. Like, I did all of my walking.
But here's the deal. Trenny's goal is $67,000, so okay, we have some work to do.
All right, so what are we at right now?
Not that.
So this is like kind of the first bigger like interview thing I've done, and so I've just kind of been putting it on in social. I think we're at about 6,500, so I've got a long way to go.
If you want to make a donation, let me just tell people what they can do. You can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will text you back the direct link to where you can make a donation. If you look up Trenny Casey on social media, you can find Trenny, TRENNI. NBCS. You can find her on Instagram. I know I see all the links are posted there. And then when we put this up on the podcast, we'll put the links up there as well. When are you running this again?
July 1st through the 6th.
Oh, it'd be a nice cool time of year, too, to go for a
161-mile
run.
Running, yeah, yeah. Just run through
that
the
doesn't
sauna.
Even sound real.
It doesn't.
161-mile run.
I drove that far recently, and I was tired.
Oh, my God. You're a superhero.
I don't like driving that far.
Well, Trenny, we love you, and we support you, and we're here for you for whatever you need up until the date of your run.
You so much, and thanks for doing the good tribe. I mean, this is it's so nice to like turn on the radio and hear happy stuff sometimes.
Well, we appreciate you. Now you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. We'll talk to you soon, Trenny.
All right, love you guys. Thank you.
Bye, right, hon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So the pictures coming from California are just...
And the videos, too.
...are just devastating. Mm. So many people have lost their homes. James Woods, Adam Brody, and Leighton Meester, Anna Faris, Billy Crystal, Eugene Levy, John Goodman, Paris Hilton, Jeff Bridges, Candy Spelling, Miles Teller, Anthony Hopkins, Taron Killam. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mandy Moore's home. She said, I'm in shock and feeling numb for all so many have lost, including my family. My children's school is gone. Our favorite restaurants have been leveled. So many friends and loved ones have lost everything, too. Our community is broken, but we will be here to rebuild together. Carrie Elwes from Princess Bride said his family is safe, but the home is lost. He said, we lost everything, but we're grateful to have survived this truly devastating fire. There's a lot of people trying to help. Wolfgang Puck, Beverly Hills Restaurant, giving out free meals to emergency responders. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are opening up their home to friends, I guess, not just anybody, but they have said that they would open up their home, and their Archwell Foundation is going to be helping. Jamie Lee Curtis and her husband Christopher Guest are donating $1 million to the California Wildlife Relief effort, saying, "My husband and I and our children have pledged $1 million from our family foundation to start a fund of support for our great city and state and the great people who love and live there. In communication with Governor Newsom and others, those funds will go where they are needed the most." Gene Smart also chimed in with the idea to raise funds for wildfire victims and firefighters, saying, "With all due respect, during Hollywood's season of celebration, I hope any of the networks televising the upcoming awards will seriously not consider televising them and donating the revenue they would have garnered to the victims of the fires and the firefighters." I don't hate that idea, but, you know, as you know, the Oscars are coming up. Screen Actors Guild Awards are coming up.
Yeah, I saw they pushed back the announcement of the Oscars a week.
Yeah, we said that yesterday.
Yeah. And also, there's a lot of events now in the area. So there was a big alternative rock festival supposed to happen tomorrow night. That has been canceled, not even postponed, just canceled. And then there was supposed to be an NFL playoff game there as well.
Did they finally
cancel that one? They did.
There was a lot of talk that we're going to keep playing, and I'm like, shut your mouth.
I think they moved it to Arizona.
Yeah, so they said, the NFL said, in the interest of public safety, the Monday Vikings-Rams wildcard game has been moved from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California to State Farm Stadium, home of the Arizona Cardinals. And there was NBA game was canceled yesterday. I think it was the Clippers game. I think the Lakers, they moved them.
There are just bigger things at hand here than the rest of it.
Right,
and I think
right.
I think you've got to take a breath for that. And if you feel you want to help, we have put a list up on mix1041.com of the places. I vetted all of them, so I wanted to make sure that the ones that I put up there were actual legitimate ones. And there's also GoFundMe has put together a hub so that you can search California wildfire victims, and you can pick a family, you can help whoever you like, and those have all been vetted as well.
That's on mix1041.com, mix1041.com.
Right, yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
And some big news from Teddy Swims. He is expecting his first child with his girlfriend, Rach. I'm so happy.
Good
I could
him.
Cry.
He has dad energy already. He's going to be an awesome dad.
So did she say how long along she was? Because she was here at Protect the Hall Ball.
With quite a bump. I would say she was probably pregnant here, yeah.
Right.
But they posted a picture. They're like sitting in a beach chair, and he's like got her hands on her hip bump, and they look so cute. And he says, "I can't wait to meet you, baby." So I don't know why this brings me such great joy, but it just does. Like, need some good news in the world. And I just feel like those two are so in love. Like, if you saw her, if you guys were at the Deck the Hall Ball and you happened to see her while she sits out front during his whole set, sings every word to every song. Mm-hmm. And it's just clear how much they love each other.
Babies are cool when other people are having them.
He also released a new song called "Are You Even Real?" featuring a gentleman by the name of Giveon. Here is a little portion of that.
Tell me, are you something from a dream or something that I made? Questions that I ask every time I wake up.
Yeah, I think Giveon is an R&B singer. He's got a nice voice.
I heard the part that he's into, and it's like, whoo.
Yeah.
Teddy Swims is going to have a second baby if he keeps making music like that.
Smooth. Am I right? So that'll be on his next album. That'll be coming out shortly. And that's what I got, Carson.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play at a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Sue from Plymouth.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
From Thailand.
Thank you. Sawadika.
Say that again.
Sawadika.
Sawadika. Is that thank you very much?
It's just, hey, how are you doing?
What's up? Okay.
It's what's good in Thai. Oh,
wow. It's what's good.
Sue, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Arrivederci.
Ciao. Good luck.
There you go. I know that
thank
one.
You.
All right, so Sue, you know how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
She's gone. Let's go. Question number 1. Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies, but turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts. He was even offered a piece of the back end that would have been worth at least $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment at times, especially to his daughter Zoe. Zoe Kravitz recently called off her engagement to which actor?
I don't know that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Question number three. Mary J. Blige turning 54 Saturday. Name this Mary J. Blige song. It spent 6 weeks at number one.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Bootylicious.
Question number four. Teddy Swims expecting his first child with his girlfriend, Rachel Wright. Is it Rachel?
Raish, I believe.
Raish. My apologies, Raish. What is the name of Teddy's biggest hit that spent 72 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100?
It's still on there.
Is it?
It's like number five.
That's crazy.
Lose Control.
Question number five. Amazon overlord Jeff Bezos turning 61 this weekend. Bezos created Amazon in his garage in 1994. Which city was it founded in?
I think Seattle.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
I am, and my daughters are as well. So this is so exciting.
Maybe a dance battle to see who wins the tickets.
You're going to have to pick the one you like best.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Sue got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts. They even offered him a piece of the back end that now would have been worth $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
Just imagine Sean Connery smoking a cigarette and reading that script. Like, what is Middle Earth?
You shall not pass.
Hobbits.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment at times, especially to his daughter Zoe. Zoe recently called off her engagement to which actor?
Channing Tatum.
2-1. Mary J. Blige turning 54 today. Name this song. It's been 6 weeks at number one.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Family Affair.
3-1. Teddy Swims is expecting his first child with his girlfriend. Can you name his biggest hit that spent 72 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart to date? It is still on the charts.
How is this escaping me? Oh, my God.
I ain't got time for this. 3-2, question number five.
That's not my fault.
If you don't know this one, I'm not waiting.
That is wild.
Question number five. The answer is Lose Control, Kennedy.
Unreal.
Amazon overlord Jeff Bezos turning 61 this weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994. Which city was it founded in?
Silicon Valley?
That's an area of California. It's from Seattle, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know where it is, Carson. Oh, well, that's why I said it.
Oh, Silicon Valley. It's not really a city. Which city?
It has its own zip code.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sure.
There's a city called Silicon Valley?
Where do you...
I just thought that was the nickname of an area. Like, there are towns in that area called Silicon Valley.
I don't know.
I learned something new today.
I assume it was a city.
I think it's a region and not a city.
Alrighty then.
I think you stay out of it, Dan. Let us figure it out.
I thought we didn't have time for that.
No, we're the olds over here yelling at each other.
Well, it's Carson talking.
I will pull this whole show over.
Well, we end up in a 3-3 tie. Unfortunately, Sue, you don't get the cash, though. But...
yeah.
Good for you that you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, because you are going to go see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. For tickets, visit LiveNation.com. Enjoy that show, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Hi, I'm Sue from Plymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
We'd love you to be a part of the show this morning. We want to know, what are you getting into this weekend? Could be something super small and simple. 617-655-1234. That is the new number into the studio. You can call or text 617-655-1234. Kennedy on the road again this weekend.
Yeah, so once a year I take myself to New York and I get some culture. And this year I really kind of overplanned, and I planned it so far ahead that It was before, I think it was even before I got diagnosed with cancer that I booked this trip, and certainly before I booked Thailand. So had I thought this one through, I would
probably
not have done it this weekend.
Right.
But that said, I will leave on the train as soon as we get out of here today, and I'm going to see, tonight I'm seeing Aida at the Met, and then tomorrow afternoon I'm seeing Rigoletto at the Met.
At the Met.
And then on Saturday night I'm seeing the new staging of Sunset Boulevard starring Nicole Scherzinger, which I am so stoked to see.
That should be good.
They have redone the whole thing. And
Seeing two different operas at the Met?
Yeah.
So they got like the Bull Gang there to switch out?
They really do. They'll do two or three different operas in a week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Two or three in a day.
Right.
It's unbelievable. But but it's such a beautiful space there. Mm. It just feels good.
So as a Neanderthal, who all I know about opera is what I learned from one Hey Arnold episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done in Italian traditionally, yes?
Well, it depends on who wrote it, but this is Verdi, so yes.
Yes. So how are you following along if it's in a different
language? So the way that they do it at the Met, they do it different at every theater, really, but at the Met you have your own screen, like you're on a JetBlue flight.
Oh, and so you're just reading subtitles?
It's just a little tiny screen about this big, and like a ticker tape, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it comes across, and it's made such that if you're sitting next to someone, you can't see theirs.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
it
has like the screen blocker.
Yeah, so it's not
distracting.
It's not distracting, and they repeat themselves a lot in opera. So they'll say one sentence, and 20 minutes later, there'll be another sentence because they repeat themselves. So
Dan, you know what we know about opera?
You can't beat, Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
That's all.
Didn't Disney do an Aida?
I don't know. I also know Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
And that's the Barber of Seville. See, you know things. We learned it from Bugs Bunny.
Good friend. B-side from Gloucester. Good morning, B-side.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, girl.
She's going to one of my all-time favorite places in New Hampshire this weekend.
What are we doing?
We are going to Wally's.
See, I can talk a lot more about Wally's than I can about opera.
Yeah,
I've been there
Beach,
once or
yes.
twice.
Opera, no.
Why not both, guys? Be a Renaissance man, okay?
What's going on there? They got a good tribute band happening?
Yes, a 90s tribute band is playing tonight. They're from Gloucester. They're amazing.
So and much Wonderwall.
No,
that doesn't get the people on the dance floor, man.
Oh, yes, it does, Dan. Are you kidding?
Who's dancing
to
Wonderwall?
Oh, it's a sing-along. You don't know.
Yeah, because you go out so much, I keep forgetting.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They do Chumbawamba. They do the Toadies. They do Smash Mouth. They do Genuine.
Oh.
And they are going to be our birthday band because it's mine and my best friend's birthday weekend.
Aww.
And it's her 40th and my 43rd. So we always kind of join up together and join forces. And we're like, you know, let them be our house band and let's party.
I love it.
What's the name of the band again?
Neon 90.
At Wally's, Hampton Beach.
What 90s song gets you on the dance floor, B-side?
Oh, it's always Pony.
Mm. Pony.
Always.
Maybe some
always.
Ace and Base.
A lot of babies are made
always.
That song.
Yeah,
good deal. All right. Well, have a great time. Sounds like a lot of fun. Kennedy, I have so much stuff I had to write it all down. I have a busy, busy weekend.
Go on.
So it starts tonight. It's kind of a... It's an interesting situation. So tonight is our company Christmas or holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to that, Lan and I are, because
mm-hmm.
We got a plus one.
I hate to miss it. I love Kings. It's so fun to hang out.
Yeah, we're going to Kings in Dedham, Legacy Place there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going on a double date as well.
Who are you guys going with?
So this guy, Jonesy, he works for our sister sports station, WEEI, does the midday show. So... He lives right around the corner from us. We're friends. We play hoops together.
Are you kidding?
And his wife and my wife are pretty tight. They talk a lot.
Oh, really?
So they arranged it all. So we're Ubering all down together tonight.
Well, aren't you just the coolest couples?
So
everyone will want to be
it's
you.
It's a big commitment.
You guys are going to walk in and they'll be like, oh, I see. We weren't invited.
Yes.
Those
it's
are
a big
the
commitment.
Cool kids now. Oh, my God. Did you see Carson and Jonesy are friends?
Yes. So we don't, and none of us
I
have to drive.
I guess we didn't get to go.
Wait,
why would you drive?
I know. I know.
Open bar don't equals Uber.
That's what I'm saying.
That's smart.
So it's going to be, I'm really more worried about Lana and Kat than I am worried about me and Jonesy.
Let him fly.
And then tomorrow with the apology tour down at Patriot Place, going ice skating.
That's
and then
good
we're
thing
going
to do with a hangover.
To lunch at the Harbor. Yes, get
the cold weather will get it right out of you, buddy. Seriously, a little physical exercise.
If I'm dragging a little tomorrow down at Patriot Place,
you
you'll know why.
You are going to be fine.
And then Barrett starts a new thing in lacrosse this weekend. It's called Sixes. So it's like 6-on-6 indoor lacrosse.
Right.
He's never done this before. So it's kind of do you know what I love about this?
Nope.
No spectators allowed.
Does that mean you just can do a drop off?
Yes.
So you can start carpooling?
He's carpooling with somebody else.
The dream.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
It's good for you.
Oh. It's the small victories.
Is it because they just don't want to hear from the parents?
No, I just think the space is small because it's an indoor place and they have...
Coaches, take notice. You can do this. You don't have to have parents at every practice. You're welcome.
And then the return of the electric guitar, Kennedy. It's been a while. I have not played it.
Oh, are we jamming at church?
I have not played at church because we were gone on vacation and then we had some other obligations collecting toys. I have not played at church in like a month, so...
Shredding for Jesus.
Carson and the Holy Rollers making a return this weekend, Dan. I know you're excited. I'll give you the address. Service starts at 10:15.
I'll put my money in the basket.
We have a QR code. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, Jesus accepts Venmo.
Yeah, we don't do baskets anymore.
Money's dirty.
Yeah, we don't do that in 2025, Dan.
Sorry, all right. I didn't know the church was with the times.
How many times were you at church and were like, sorry, I don't got anything on me? Well, now you
do. Now you just texted and we got
I went to Catholic school for like 12 years. I did my due diligence.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Don't forget, we are streaming on the Odyssey app. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, we want to know what you're getting into. You can call or text our brand new number.
New number?
It is true. We have. Do you want to try it, Kennedy? I know you haven't. You really don't have to do it.
Do what?
Say the phone number.
No, I can sing it, though.
We got a new number. Sorry, it's such a chore.
Thanks, Al.
So write down this new number. 6551234.
6551234.
6551234. 6551234.
I'm becoming an accomplished backup singer. Have you noticed that, Kennedy?
And I appreciate it.
Yep. I'm working on it.
We all need one.
Yes. The voice of an angel.
I didn't say that.
Dan, do you want to grab line 2 for me, too, real quick, please? Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys. Happy new phone line.
Hey.
Happy new phone line.
It's so much more spacious, don't you think? We had it redecorated.
No, the view is fabulous from this new line.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
All right, what are you getting into this weekend, Corey?
Well, this weekend I have to write what I'm going to be doing for a panel for next weekend's Anthro New England.
What is Anthro New England?
Anthro New England is a furry convention that happens every year here in Boston.
This year
it's going to be over at the Westin Seaport.
And you're a panelist?
Oh, that's bougie.
I'm a panelist, yeah.
What is your panel?
I'm giving my panel is When Worlds Collide, Where Furdom Meets Sci-Fi.
I want to go. I'm not going to be here.
I know, that's a bummer.
I'm excited for you. I love that you've taken you want to take these things, make them your own, and help others learn more. I love it.
I'm hoping everyone's going to have a good time. And I'm the last panel of the weekend.
No. So everybody's going to be a little groggy Sunday morning.
I've done one of those.
Yeah, that's
a third of the people are still left.
Yeah, you're straggling in. You're like, all right, let's go watch his last panel
but
because
they're
he's done the work.
But they're the ones who
really
care.
That's right. It might be small, but they're mighty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great weekend working on that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye,
you too. Lori is from Quincy, and a big celebration happening with her firstborn. What are you guys doing?
Hello.
Lori, turn down your radio for us.
I got it. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
There we go.
what are you doing with your firstborn?
We're going to an improv show in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, so they're older, I take it.
He's turning 21.
Oh, that's a big one. He's going to have his first sip of alcohol, right, Mom?
First one ever.
Nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be drinking. He's not really interested. So that we're doing an improv show in Rhode Island, and then we have dinner with friends on Sunday and cake with family on Sunday.
Young people don't like to drink anymore. That is a thing nowadays.
And I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like the peer pressure was so terrible when I was a kid.
Yeah, I wasn't a drinker. I just turned 54 and I've only ever had one glass of wine. So I guess it's my experience.
There you go. Well, have a great time with that. Yeah, where is it? So you're going fun. To the improv?
It's called Bring Your Own Improv in Warwick, Rhode Island. And my son is Walker.
All right. Oh, all right. Have a great time, Walker.
Improv shows are so fun.
I love
so
it.
That one in the North End is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Bring Your Own Improv. They're going to be putting you to work while you're in there.
Let's go.
Pretty Sam, what are you up to this weekend?
So I have a lot going on. The first thing that's kind of cool is, so for Christmas, Kaylee got me this book. And it's called, like, the Couple's Adventure Book.
I've seen that.
So it's an entire book filled with these things. They're kind of like a scratch ticket where you don't know what it is yet. You have to scratch it off.
Okay.
And so you have to scratch. And they have, like, it says how much money it may cost approximately, what time of day you should go.
Oh.
And, like, what kind of, what you should wear. What you should be.
What's the name of it again? The Couple's Adventure Book?
Something like that. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
So you have to scratch off this date, and you don't know what the date is until you scratch it. So then you have to go and do this date, like spur of the moment, without knowing what it is.
Okay.
So I think we're going to scratch our first one tonight.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
What are the parameters on the one you're going to scratch?
We're going to go through the book and see which one we want to do.
Okay.
But yeah, they all have the parameters of, like, do you need a swimsuit or is it a nighttime
thing? Do you want to be outside? Do you want to be
whatever?
Uh-huh. I love that.
That's interesting.
And then you're supposed to, like, take a picture and journal it every time you do one. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, you have an entire book of adventures that you did together without knowing what they were. So that'll be fun. And then tomorrow I'm going to, like, a housewarming party. Her cousin just bought her first home.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think she also just turned 30, so it's like a combo.
Right.
Big milestone party.
Right.
And then Sunday, I'm going up to New Hampshire to hang out with my brother who lives in the woods. He's going to throw some ribs on the smoker. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, uh-huh. The smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
I like Smoke God.
I do.
Out in the woods.
Let's go.
I miss my smoker.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Elaine from Boston.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're an elementary school teacher. What grade?
I work all through K through 5.
K through 5. That's when they still love their teachers. As opposed to my son. He's like, why are my teachers the ops, bro?
School is so cringe.
why? What is the other one? Why are they always pressing me? That's what he says now. Anyway, here we go, Elaine. Kennedy's left the studio. We've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more than right to Kennedy. You are going to win all of the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Renee Rapp turns 25 today. She plays Regina George in the new musical version of which classic movie?
Mean Girls.
16 years ago today in 2009, Fergie married Josh Duhamel. They split in 2017. Fergie has had 3 number one hits as a solo artist. Can you name one of them?
Big Girls Don't Cry.
Rob Lowe says he almost cut a song with Toto in the 80s. He says he was doing a lot of Bolivian marching powder at the time of that decision. Finish the next line in Toto's hit song, Africa. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
The rain's out in Africa.
All right. Say that again.
The rain's out in Africa.
All right. Question number 4. Cillian Murphy is actually not in the 28 Days Later sequel, 28 Years Later, but he still might show up in a future sequel. Murphy won the Best Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards. Which movie did he win for?
I don't know.
Question number 5. All 5 living U.S. presidents attended Jimmy Carter's funeral. Can you name them all?
No.
Okay. Good answer. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I appreciate your moving it along. Do you want to shout out to your school, Elaine?
Sure. I'll shout out to Brackett Elementary in Arlington.
Brackett Elementary. All right. Very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Elaine got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Renee Rapp turns 25 today. She plays Regina George in the new musical version of which classic movie?
Mean Girls.
Tied at 1. 16 years ago today in 2009, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. Fergie has had 3 number one hits as a solo artist. Can you name one?
Glamorous. G-L-A-M.
Also, London Bridge and Big Girls Don't Cry.
London Bridge. Oh, that song.
It's a banger.
Woo! Tied at 2. Question number 3. Rob Lowe says he almost cut a song with Toto in the 80s. He says he was doing a lot of, quote, Bolivian marching powder at the time of that decision. Finish the next line in Toto's hit song, Africa.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
I bless the rains.
Thank you.
Bonus point for keeping a tune. 3-2, question number 4. Cillian Murphy is actually not in the 28 Days Later sequel 28 Years Later, but he still might show up in a future sequel. Murphy won the Best Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards. Which movie did he win for?
Oppenheimer.
It was Oppenheimer. 4-2, question number 5. All 5 living U.S. presidents attended Jimmy Carter's funeral. Name them.
Okay. Going back, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. 1, 2, 3. One more? I need one more?
Yes, one more. Joe Biden.
That's hilarious.
President.
How quickly we forget.
It's still happening.
He is in my rearview mirror, and here we are. That
Joe Biden.
Is a riot.
All right, 4-2 is
Oscar, I don't know if Joe knows he's president still either.
Yeah.
God bless.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Elaine, we do appreciate you listening and playing, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You're going to come down and do some ice skating tomorrow at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium as a part of the Carson Apology Tour. You come down, you do some ice skating, and then afterwards we're going to take you and your guests to the Harp, and we're going to have some delicious lunch, and we're giving away some concert tickets. Some big shows coming to Gillette Stadium this year, like Coldplay and Post Malone. You have a chance to win tickets for that as well, okay?
It's a cool day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Dress warm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Eileen from Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Make sure you're listening starting Monday for our 5K a day. It returns. You can listen to Mix on the free Odyssey app for 1 hour each weekday to be eligible to win the daily prize of $5,000. And I know we talked to the winner before we left for the holidays who won a bunch of cash. Super simple to do. You download the Odyssey app. It's AUDACY. You listen to the station for an hour, and that's it. That's all you got to do. And then one day you get a call from Danny. Says, hey, you won $5,000.
Yep.
Pretty much.
5 G's, baby.
Take the call. That's all I'm going to say. Take the call from that number you don't know because it could be some cash in your pocket. So if you want to find out more, go to mix1041.com for the 5K a day. Or again, just download the Odyssey app. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. This is from Dave from Wareham. He says, hey guys, long time, first time. I love how he did that, like a sports.
Big fan.
He's listening to the number one sports show in all of Boston, obviously. He said, yesterday when you were talking with LaToya Edwards in the news, Kennedy said she would make a song for Mike Vrabel to entice him to come to the Pats. Well, I want him to be our coach, and he might actually be in town to hear it. So Kennedy, put together a banger that will convince him to come back to New England. Thank you, Dave, for that. What do you got for us, Kennedy?
Okay, I would like to thank Dan, because as I was walking out the door, he shouted this song to me, and it was perfect.
Okay.
So to the tune of Holding Out for a Hero from Bonnie Tyler.
Oh.
Here is We Need Coach Vrabel.
We used to be the team the whole world hated because we won. But since the year 2020, we're far from number one.
Lost Edelman, Gronkowski, and a guy named Tom. Belichick was a shootout, and all we've done is bomb. We need Mike Vrabel. He's the man who can get us back on track. He is the real deal, and he's played on our field. Let's be honest, he's kind of a snack. Come on, Coach Vrabel. I'm sure Mr. Kraft will enter a big payday. Cause since Brady quit, well, the team's played like and we won a duck boat parade.
Hey.
A duck boat parade. Saints want to talk to you, but Bourbon Street smells like pee.
Facts.
The Jets say they are from New York, but it's Jersey where they have the team. Chicago Bears say come and talk, and you know that's where I spent my life. But they haven't shuffled to the Super Bowl since 1985. We need my Vrabel. He's the man who can get us back on track. He is the real deal, and he's played on our field. Let's be honest, he's kind of a snack. Come on, Coach Vrabel! I'm sure Mr. Kraft will enter a big payday. Cause since Brady quit, well, the team's played like and we won a duck boat parade. A duck boat parade.
Woo! We need my Vrabel!
That's an all-timer.
So if anybody knows anybody in the Patriots organization that wants to slip that on over to him, go right ahead. It's all yours. It is all yours. You
Very
have carte
well done,
blanche.
Kennedy. Thank you to Dave from Wareham for that idea. That was great. Thank you. If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, we do it every Friday at about this time. We give Kennedy a topic and then 10 minutes to go sing, write, record, and produce a parody song. Kennedy's Impossible Parody. Drop me an email. It's Carson@mix1041.com. That's Carson@mix1041.com. And make sure you spell Carson with a K.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Don't forget, we are streaming on the Odyssey app, and we have a celebrity guest who's going to be joining us for Campy Kennedy this morning. Hi, Sal.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing all right. Why'd you change the phone number on us, buddy?
It's working better, isn't it?
It's working better for you.
What do you mean it's working better for me?
Spending less money on us.
I didn't know. This is the newest, latest, high-tech phone lines. I'm trying to bring us into the new, what do you call it? Millennium? No.
We're just making it so that we don't hang up on people accidentally.
Why did you bring us a rotary phone, Sal?
Why are we back on dial-up?
Oh, come on. It's the best.
Sal came in with an AOL 50 hours free CD. He's like, hey, does this work to get you on the internet?
He threw Dixie cups and a string in the studio and said, make it work.
Aren't you glad you're in here face-to-face with us?
No, I think I'm going to go.
No, you stay here. You want to hang out while we play?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Trish from Lexington, Kennedy. Say hey.
Hello.
Also, her daughter, Maddie, who is 11, is there. Good morning, Maddie.
Hello.
Maddie, you're going to be late to school. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Did you tell her I live?
We're on our way now.
Okay. And say hey to our boss, Sal. He's here keeping an eye on us.
What's up, Sal?
Ooh, what's up? People like me.
They love you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Trish?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so you know the deal. There's 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, and Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. One of the new Star Wars movies is in the works, will take place 25,000 years before any of the others, and will be about the origin of the Force. Who created Star Wars?
Gosh, what's his name?
That's the question.
Maddie doesn't know.
George.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
George Costanza. Question number two.
Not George Costanza.
The High School Musical soundtrack was released today back in 2006. Troy Bolton is the star player and captain of which team in High School Musical?
The Wildcats.
But what sport?
Oh, basketball.
Jamie Lee Curtis and her family will donate $1 million towards the California wildfire relief efforts. Also, Gene Smart suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. What is the capital of California?
Is it Sacramento?
Question number four. 26 years ago today, in 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO. Which song was playing in the very last scene of The Sopranos?
I don't know.
All right, and question number five. Before comedian Ricky Gervais was in a pop duo called Siona Dancing, they released two songs in 1983, but both failed. Ricky Gervais is the mind behind which iconic TV show that has been remade in 16 countries so far?
My favorite show, The Office.
Yes, there we go. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Sal, people are texting in saying they want to play a game called Can't Stump Sal. We got to get you on here, man.
We would give away a lot of money. I'm not the brightest bulb. Let's just say that.
That is not true.
Well, you've done all right for yourself for a Tim Watt.
Oh,
you've gotten pretty far.
Look at that gold ring, Dan. I never noticed that before.
Kennedy.
It's a wedding band, Carson.
Look how
can you be easy?
And his wife is
yours
the same.
Had diamonds on it, champ.
Those were cubic zirconia.
Whatever. Liar.
Trish got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. One of the new Star Wars movies is in the works, will take place 25,000 years before any of the others, and will be about the origin of the Force. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas?
That's right.
And he sold it to Disney for $4 billion.
Smart man.
1-0. Question number two. The High School Musical soundtrack was released today back in 2006. Troy Bolton is the star player and captain of which team in High School Musical? Like, which sport does he play?
That's basketball.
Yes, that is correct. It's the Wildcats, by the way.
Is
that what you were trying to remember?
I was trying to remember.
Trish remembered it for us. 2-1 for Kennedy. Question number three. Jamie Lee Curtis and her family will donate $1 million towards California wildfire relief efforts. Also, Gene Smart suggested that networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. What is the capital of California, Kennedy?
Sacramento.
3-2. Question number four is 26 years ago today, in 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO. What song was playing in the very last scene?
Don't Stop Believin'?
By Journey, yes. 4-2. Question number five. Before comedy, Ricky Gervais was in a pop duo group called Siona Dancing. They released two songs in 1983, but both failed. Ricky Gervais is the mind behind which iconic TV show that has been remade in 16 countries?
The Office.
Yes, it is The Office. Protecting Sal's money again, Kennedy. Such a corporate shill.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's me, buddy. Of everyone sitting in this room, I kiss the most corporate ass. That's for sure. Said no one ever.
Well, I for sure don't.
All right. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Trish, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, we got a great time for you tomorrow. We're all going to go ice skating down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. It is Carson's Apology Tour. Starting at 11 a.m., we'll go ice skating, and then afterwards, we're going to take you and a guest to eat at the Harp, and we got a bunch of concert tickets we're going to be giving away as well for Gillette Stadium. How does that sound?
I'm so excited. I'd rather prefer that. I can't wait.
Well, we're going to be out there together, and just keep an eye out for me. I wouldn't get too close because I'm not that great of an ice skater. Like, I can't even ice skate backwards.
You're real gangly to have knives strapped to your feet.
Oh boy!
Can they do plastic skates? They have those for kids. You remember the ones for kids you put on your sneakers? Do they make those?
You could just go around in Heelys in the parking lot.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What double runners? What double
runners? Do what?
The double runners.
Double runners?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Yeah,
is that like? I'm probably gonna need those.
Or right. You could just stand outside and encourage others.
Just high five them as they're skating by.
I feel like that would be the best thing for you.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe Trish could get some good video of you falling on your butt. It would be great.
I'm sorry, your time is over here, Sal. Sorry you have to go back to work and do corporate things. All right, Trish, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Trish from Lexington, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by our glorious friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ari from Boston.
Hi, Ari.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How about you?
Ari moved to Boston about 10 years ago for school from Seattle. And after hearing our show, she's like, I'm never going back.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Now it's Dunks over Starbucks, right?
Oh, my gosh. You can't ask me that. You cannot.
Oh,
Ari.
Oh, we've
drawn
a line in the sand.
It's Starbucks, right? Seattle's dead to you.
I'm so sorry.
That's
you know,
all
when
right.
You come from the place where it originated.
Yeah, that's hard.
How do you say no?
Yes, exactly.
Hipster swill, Kennedy.
All right. Ari, it is the 1K CBK. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
$1,000 on the line. Kennedy's leaving the studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win that $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number one. The trailer for the new movie, A Working Man, released yesterday. And it stars the actor known for movies like Transporter, The Mechanic, and The Beekeeper. What's his name?
Jason Statham.
Second sexiest bald man alive, Dan.
Who's number one?
I mean, come on. Do we even have to ask that question?
Patrick Stewart.
Question number two. Which song is widely considered Whitney Houston's signature hit?
Oh. I Will Always Love You, maybe?
Question number three. Which actor played Dr. Gregory House in the medical drama House?
Oh, my gosh. He's British. Hugh Lowry.
All the good actors are. Question number four. Who sings Take My Breath Away from Top Gun?
Gosh.
That's hard.
That's so hard. I don't know.
And question number five. What was the first Disney animated feature film?
Mickey Mouse.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's a tough one, that last question. That's a deep pull.
Ari, where'd you go to school here that made you move?
I went to Dartmouth in New Hampshire.
She's wicked smart, Kennedy.
Wicked smart.
I don't know. I think Kennedy got me on this one.
Ari got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
But these are super tough. I went in pretty hard on these. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. The trailer for the new movie called A Working Man released yesterday, and it stars the actor known for movies like Transporter, The Mechanic, and The Beekeeper. What's his name?
Jason Statham.
I watched the trailer, and it was as glorious and bad as you could imagine.
Always. Yeah. There's nothing he can't do.
It's the same movie, except he is a construction worker. That's it. Question number two. Which song is widely considered Whitney Houston's signature hit?
I Will Always Love You.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Can you tell me which actor played Dr. Gregory House in the medical drama House?
Hugh Laurie.
Tied at 3. Who sings Take My Breath Away from Top Gun?
Berlin.
Thought I might trip you up on that one.
From an 80s song?
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. 4-3. Question number 5. What was the first Disney animated feature film?
Snow White.
Wow, that is correct.
I'm a Disney nerd. I don't go there, but I'm a Disney nerd.
Man. I tried, Ari. Not working very hard, I guess.
I'm sorry, Ari.
That's okay.
Sorry, Ari.
Sorry,
that's
Ari,
all right.
Ari,
sorry, Ari.
Good job, Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, five to three is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you moving all the way to Boston just because you wanted to listen to us. Mm-hmm. Well played.
We appreciate you.
Hashtag suck at Starbucks. All right, Ari, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ari from Boston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.